look back at the Memorial Day sports weekend. Also, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball with you, as it'll be Joe Rivera joining us to talk Major League Baseball today. As we are past the Memorial Day holiday, that means is the official start, I guess, for some people, of the baseball season. We'll kick that around. Your chance to win tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium as well. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer. It's the Gym Class taking you through a Tuesday here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you as we are going to talk with some Major League Baseball with Joe Rivera coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a look back at a terrific sports weekend as far as the Memorial Day holiday is concerned. As always, we're presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And don't forget, they are locally owned and operated. Stop on by. Place for families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to catch the game after work or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. They're the perfect place to gather when you got some time away, to get some time away, I should say, from the grind. Located at Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Also, all this week, we have for you Hairball tickets on July the 6th at Veterans Memorial Stadium, the home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And we're going to give you two opportunities to pick up tickets to that concert coming up today, because quite obviously, we didn't have a show yesterday due to the Memorial Day Monday holiday. And we'll give you an opportunity to pick up those tickets today and all through the week right here on KGYM. Mark will not be reading Hairball lyrics this week. We only bring that out just certain
special occasions.
Certain times during the calendar year. And we did that last week with Disturbed and all their terrific folks out there and terrific friends and fans and whatnot. How you doing?
Doing well. I had a great holiday weekend. I hope you did too out there. A little bit of graduations, a little bit of birthdays. Variety of things, and it was really a nice weekend, spoiled by this morning's rain as we start the new week, but we'll get through it. And I know you had a good trip to Indianapolis, and this time last week it really didn't look too promising that the race would be held.
But
it looked like a pretty good day.
It was a good day, and did not rain one iota. After about, well, that I preface this by saying, yes, it was a very good weekend. We had a pretty horrendous line go through that portion of Indiana around 4:30 in the morning, Eastern time, remember.
Oh, you and the boys were still up, huh?
No. I was up because it woke me up. But anyway, that was the same set of storms that went through Ohio and just caused all the devastation last night, in Dayton especially. And feel for those folks out there because it is a small world, and you know, okay, this person that you know has a relative there that, you know, they're making sure everything is okay with and whatnot. And you just feel for those people in Dayton, Ohio, the people in Oklahoma, heck, the people in Iowa, because we've got another round coming. It's down in south central Iowa right now, working its way up this way, and already severe thunderstorm warnings. And you heard Rebecca Kopelman at the top of the hour that this thing could get a little rough tonight. So here we go again, and it seems like we're in a pattern that just will not stop and will not go away. So yeah, we'll get through it, but we're kind of stuck in this. We're stuck in neutral right now, I think, weather-wise.
And some of the high school activities tonight, baseball, softball.
A lot of it is canceled.
Most of it is canceled, postponed because of wet ground. So check with your school if you're heading out to a game and want to check it out.
That is true. That is true. Well, we have the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line available for you at 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. A couple things before we get to the weekend. More about the 500 and other things in sports coming up. State boys team tennis going on. They moved it indoors over in the capital city for 2A and 1A. And good news locally, Iowa City West won their first round match, 5-0. Over Ankeny Centennial. West and Pleasant Valley going at it right now. Craig Hegel, the athletic director over at West High, is already, well, he's already tweeted out a couple minutes ago. Sam Shin won his first set, 6-2. So West looks like they're at least on their way. They're ahead in two out of the three matches that are going on right now. Xavier beat Lamar's in 1A today, 5-0. They also took it inside. So Xavier is into the finals as far as boys state team tennis. And Jack Wenzel has just defeated Nathan Wong of Pleasant Valley 6-2, 6-1. So West has taken a 1-0 lead in that final as West tries to win another state tennis championship. So we'll keep you updated on that before 4 o'clock today right here on KGYM. Yeah, great time. The race was very good. Terrific last 50 laps. Amazing last 15 laps or so. And great crowd. They said it was right around comparable to where it was last year. They were expecting a little bit more of a walk-up if the weather was going to cooperate, but a lot of people with the walk-up were kind of deterred by the weather a little bit, but still look good on television. And that's all you want. And hope everyone enjoyed it here on KGYM, but you always look at the ratings up 15% from last year. So kudos to NBC for putting a lot of effort into it.
Well, it was a great finish. Simon Pagenaud and
friend of the show, by the way.
Indeed. Alexander Rossi going back and forth. And I want to ask you, because I think Takuma Sato was on the prowl as well and maybe would have been a factor had there not been a car in between he and the leader, but first Rossi and then Pagenaud. Maybe it was Pagenaud, then Rossi, then Pagenaud finally made the pass to win it, and a very exciting finish.
It was. Pagenaud and Rossi had the two best cars all day. There was no doubt about that. Rossi passed by far the most cars all day. He made some passes that were just, well, he was a little angry. He was a little angry if you watch the broadcast and listen to the broadcast about some of the things that happened as far as the race is concerned. But it was tremendous. Sato got going at the end. He made up a lap and made a big run after the resumption with about 13 to go. Probably used the tires up a little bit going around people on the outside. Didn't have enough left at the end for those two. And a lot of people thought that Rossi may have made his move to pass a little early.
Mm-hmm.
Probably could have waited if he chose again, but, you know, you don't get the opportunity. He saw the door open with three to go, took it, and back came Pagenaud a lap and a half later, and Rossi just didn't have enough to get around him at the end, and Pagenaud won by a couple car lengths. So very good race. Very good race over there. And the rain held off. And aside from not bringing sunscreen, because it was, I forgot it. And then it was.
I've been going 20
cloudy.
Plus years and you're not prepared for any.
I always forget something. And it was sunscreen this time. So I got the tickets. I haven't done that yet. Sunscreen, yeah. But then it was cloudy except for the last, you know, 50 laps or so, and the sun came out, and then it got a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, very good. Very good. But, yeah, good things out of Indianapolis. Nice, safe race, and that is the best thing to come out of the 500. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on that, other things that went on during the sports weekend. A couple things here locally. Iowa, of course, falling to Minnesota. The baseball season done. Todd and Alex will have more on that. Dragons South Third will join them And did I say Dargan Southard will join them coming up in a little bit on their program to wrap up the Iowa baseball season. What a great year they had. Just fell a little bit short. Got to the Super Regionals and fell to Birmingham Southern down in Birmingham, Alabama. And so the field of eight is set for the Division III College World Series that'll start later this week here in Cedar Rapids. Would have been great to see Co here, though.
It would have been. 37 wins, a terrific season for the Cohawks. Birmingham Southern just that much better. And you'll see Birmingham, as you mentioned, at Veterans Memorial Stadium later this week. And we'll have Chuck Yerrigan on to preview that tournament and tell us what's up with the D3 Nationals here in Cedar Rapids.
Yep. That will be on Wednesday. Play starts on Friday, I believe, over at Veterans Memorial Stadium, as the Division III College World Series will be here in town. And make your plans to get out there. I think it's going to be a terrific tournament. It's going to be a lot of good baseball out there. And just get out there and enjoy it and support both Division III baseball and just baseball in general. Get out there and take a look at it. 319-366-1600. That's also had some bad over the weekend. Well, before we get to that, I always like to have good news, too. And good news for a local Cedar Rapidian who got a chance to get his feet wet as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Unfortunately, we hear, though, already has just been sent back to AAA Indianapolis. But it was great to see Mr. Keller up.
Yeah, Mitch Keller making his debut with the Pittsburgh Pirates was kind of battered around in the first inning against the Reds, gave up six runs, including a grand slam, but then settled down and pitched three scoreless innings. I'm sure the nerves were sky high, and who wouldn't be nervous making their major league debut? But Mitch Keller joining a really select group of people in terms of Cedar Rapids High School products playing in the major leagues.
Now, these are Cedar. I know you came up with a list yesterday, and these are Cedar Rapids high school people. I mean, you had a lot of folks that did not attend a Cedar Rapids school, but our Eastern Iowans know them.
Yeah, there's over 200 Iowans who played in the major leagues, and folks like Boddicker and Eldred and Kim. You know, if you look at their baseball reference bio, it said born in Cedar Rapids. Well, because Norway and Urbana don't have hospitals, and that's the reason. Obviously, they didn't go to Cedar Rapids High Schools, but Keller, only the seventh player in the modern era to play in the major leagues. My list includes Ben Ford, who went to Washington.
Correct.
Dick Rozek, who had a cup of coffee up there. He went to Immaculate Conception. Scott Schebler, who is in AAA right now, has been in the major leagues, went to Prairie. Sean Sedlicek, you're familiar with.
Kennedy
product. Ryan Sweeney, who started at Jefferson and ended up at Xavier. Hal Trosky Jr., his father, of course, from Norway, had a great career. Jr. had a cup of coffee in the major leagues. He went to St. Patrick's High School. And then Keller, so... then there's guys back, Cy Slapnicka and Earl Whitehill, who attended high schools here 100 and some odd years ago. But it's really a select group. And, you know, A.J. Puck's knocking on the door, too, out of Washington. And I suspect he'll be there before long.
Going to be hopefully more as far as the future is concerned. But it was great to see Mitch up there. And I think it was just a little bit earlier before we went on the air, the news broke. I know that he's going to be sent back down to AAA, but the Pirates needed him to make a start, and he did. And got his feet wet a little bit, and
he'll be back.
We'll be back, and we'll be better next time when he makes his way up. But that was cool, very cool to see out there. If you like to comment, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. The bad over the weekend as well. Lost two real big giants as far as the sports world is concerned. And the first one would be Bart Starr, the terrific quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. All those teams that the Packers had that were champions of football with Vince Lombardi, playing with Jim Taylor and that particular group as far as Packers are concerned. Bart Starr passing away over the weekend. And then you had Bill Buckner passing away as well. Buckner starred for many teams as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And, of course, a lot of people think that aren't maybe diehard baseball fans that are just the casual baseball fans have one memory of Bill Buckner. And, that did happen. But Bill Buckner was just a tremendous hitter in his days with the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Red Sox and other teams like that.
Yeah, as far as Starr goes, he played in a different era from the Elways and the Marinos and the Bradys and whatnot. When the discussion turns to some of the all-time great quarterbacks, Starr isn't mentioned a whole lot. And his statistics aren't gaudy. A two-time Super Bowl champion, the leader of that team, called his own plays under Vince Lombardi, called the play in the Ice Bowl, when only he and Jerry Kramer knew the play, a quarterback sneak to win the game. Very heady player and a humble guy, a gentleman. And I tweeted, even Bears fans liked him. I mean... He was that kind of player. He was never effusive in terms of trying to get a lot of praise for himself. Yes, he had good players around him, good receivers, but he was the leader of that franchise. And by his own admission, the biggest mistake he ever made was becoming the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. He was not successful, but... just a terrific guy and a really good player, as was Bill Buckner. And, yes, he's going to be remembered for letting that ball go through his legs, allowing Mookie Wilson to reach. And I'm not sure even if Buckner had fielded it, they would have got Mookie Wilson at first. But that's
very quick.
But that's beside the point. Buckner, I heard today, he never struck out three times in a game.
Not crazy. That is just amazing.
Struck out twice in a game, like 40 sometimes out of thousands, hundreds of thousands of plate appearances. And I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer. It doesn't particularly matter right now. He never got the support for the Hall of Fame. But, he was terrific with the teams you mentioned, Boston and Chicago. And, of course, he came up with L.A., but... before his knees went bad, he was a really good fielder. I think his fielding percentage was like .992 for a 22-year career. And not many players can say that, but Buckner was 69, Bart Starr 85.
319-366-1600. If you want to weigh in with your memories of both Bart Starr and Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner was here in Cedar Rapids, I know. Speaking at least one occasion, if not more than one occasion, and just seemed like a genuine good guy out there, a good baseball guy. And like you said, I think a little bit underrated, maybe Bart Starr a little bit underrated as well. Starr played in an era of the NFL when you passed when you had to. You didn't pass on first down. You didn't pass on second down and three.
Well, when you had Jim Taylor, why?
And Jerry Kramer and the defense that the Packers had back during that particular time. But still, when he had to throw, Max McGee was out there getting those passes for the Green Bay Packers. And it was a dynasty. It was just a flat-out dynasty back then. And no, you didn't have 32 teams like you do now, but it was still, I don't care how many teams you had.
He was kind of in the shadow of Johnny Unitas as well, who was maybe the premier quarterback of the time.
He was the gunslinger.
Yeah.
Johnny U was the gunslinger with the high-top black shoes. And, all Bart Starr did was just get wins and get things done.
You mentioned underrated in terms of those two players. That's our poll question today at... KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who's more underrated, Bart Starr, or Bill Buckner? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Good question.
That is a good question.
Good question. Good question. Please go ahead and weigh in again at KGYMRadio.com. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock, and we'll talk to Joe Rivera about Major League Baseball coming up in just a little bit. We do have some basketball news on May the 28th. That's refreshing. First of all, Iowa was in on the Hauser brothers, formerly of Marquette. Both chose not to go to Iowa. A lot of people thought it was going to be a package deal as far as the Hausers are concerned, and now that is not the case. The brothers are going to split up. They're going to go their separate ways. Sam Hauser is going to go to Virginia. Joey Hauser is going to Michigan State, where he will play in the Big Ten Conference. Hmm. A couple other notes from basketball. Tomorrow is the deadline to either stay in the NBA draft or come out of the NBA draft, and we're seeing several guys doing both today. And John Rothstein for CBS Sports has been kind of all over this as far as today is concerned.
Tyler Cook is staying in.
As we knew last week, Joe Wieskamp has already pulled out of the NBA draft. Caleb Wesson is coming back to Ohio State. So the Buckeyes are going to be pretty formidable next year. Probably top three as far as preseason in the Big Ten is concerned. And, oh, by the way, they add some guy named Carton next year who's probably going to step in and be their point guard. Out of Bettendorf, DJ Carton, for this Ohio State team that will have Andre Wesson, Caleb Wesson, Luther Muhammad back, CJ Walker back, among others. Ohio State going to be really good for Chris Holtmann next year. And also, John Rothstein reporting that the lineup has been set, according to sources, for the 2019 Gavitt Games to be played in the non-conference. That is the annual matchup between the Big Ten and the Big East. Iowa missed out last year, as you know, Mark. Did not play in the Gavitt Games. Playing this year. And no, it's not Ray Meyer, Terry Cummings, Teddy Grubbs, and the others, but your DePaul Blue Demons are coming to Iowa City. And we'll take on the Hawkeyes. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a different team. DePaul 19-17 last year, sub 500 in the Big East. I beat Penn State, lost to Northwestern during the regular season. And it's one of those different teams that you don't see too often. And that game, no date and time announced, I don't believe.
No. Yeah. Not yet. So the lineup looks like this: Villanova at Ohio State. That's kind of one of the headliners there, if not the headliner. Villanova will be at Ohio State. Both those teams should be really good next year. Michigan State will go to Seton Hall. Seton Hall is going to have a good team next year. Coach McDermott and Creighton will head up to Michigan to take on Juwan Howard and the Michigan Wolverines. Purdue heads to Marquette to take on the Golden Eagles. Providence will be in Chicago to take on Northwestern. Penn State will go to Georgetown next year. Minnesota will head to Indianapolis to take on Butler, and DePaul will be at Iowa. So that is the, according to sources and John Rothstein of CBS Sports, that will be your Gavitt Games lineup for 2019. So pretty good grouping right there. And yeah, it'll be some good basketball, I think, as far as the Big Ten is concerned. We'll see how that plays out as far as Ohio State is concerned. They are going to be absolutely loaded coming up for next year. 26 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. And we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and get ready to talk some Major League Baseball with you. It's now coming up on June. We're past Memorial Day. A lot of that kicks in as far as baseball is concerned, and we'll talk about that. Joel Rivera is going to join us, and we'll talk baseball. Also, coming up a little bit later on, we'll take a look back at Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals from last night. Not good news for the St. Louis Blues out there, but it is a seven-game series, so we'll see how it all plays out. We have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals for you right here on KGYM, as well as the NBA Finals that will get underway on Thursday. Take a break. Come back 3:27 here on the Gym Class. More after this.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Sunshine, grass, beer,
baseball.
You call that a strike? Best seats ever.
Best seats ever.
Home run, high five.
That's hit a long way.
Twins tickets. Get them now. TwinsBaseball.com.
It's spring cleaning time, and the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency is your one-stop drop-off for garbage and recycling. The Landfill and Resource Recovery Building on County Home Road is open 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so you can avoid the lines on Saturday by stopping in during the week. And remember, to help keep our roads clean, safe, and avoid getting a big fine, cover your load. Thank you for helping keep garbage off our streets. Need more info about garbage and recycling? Just go to solidwasteagency.org.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Twins and the Brewers one more time at Target Field as this two-game series comes to an end on Tuesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Starting at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And we will have the Twins and the Brewers coming up tonight for you, 7 o'clock, right here on KGYM on 107.5 FM. The North Gym. Brewers came from behind. You can't beat up on the White Sox anymore, Mark. Good thing I was off the grid over the weekend. I would have sent you a text, no mas. No mas. Yeah, your Twins pounded my White Sox over the weekend.
They did. It's been a good stretch for the Twins. 19 games over 500 and 10 games up in the American League Central.
10-game lead already.
Well, part of that is Twins are playing very well. Part of that is the AL Central sucks.
You said it, not me, man.
I think Cleveland's 500. Everybody else is under 500, right?
Cleveland's 26 and 27 now. The Twins with a 10-game lead, which is the biggest as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Twins and the Brewers tonight. And the Brewers a half game behind the Cubs in the NL Central as we get into the latter portion of the month of May. And we're going to talk about that and other things. Baseball, Joe Rivera joining us here on the program at Joe Rivera SN. That is his handle as far as Twitter is concerned. And give him a follow and read all his good stuff out there. And Joe, we're past Memorial Day, so now everyone's focused in on baseball, even those folks that say they don't pay attention until after Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's usually the benchmark for it, guys. you know, you kind of have to, you kind of have to give it a good solid month and a half, 2 months to see what teams are going to be, have them sort out. I know teams still dealing with injuries, but Memorial Day weekend is usually when you get a really good feel of what teams are going to be moving forward.
What are a couple of your biggest takes up till now?
You know, I am really surprised with the AL Central, mainly the Twins, guys. It was never a question of the offense. We knew the offense was going to be good. You kind of were hoping that Max Kepler would turn it around, which he did. He's been very, very good for them this year. Byron Buxton was going to hit at some point, and he changed up his swing. He's got the mechanics working really well for him now. But the pitching is what's really surprised me. Their staff ERA is around 3 right now for the season, and that's excellent. And this is a team for a long, long time, outside of Johan Santana, really could never figure out the rotation there. So they have Berrios at the top, and they're getting really, really good pitching from Odorizzi too, and their bullpen's pretty solid. So, yeah, I think the Twins, they're probably my biggest surprise how good they've been this soon. Outside of that, I mean, the NL East has been pretty weak, surprisingly weak outside of the Phillies. It's just inconsistency top to bottom. I mean, the Nationals are a total mess. Who would have thought? With that bullpen is awful. But yeah, there's been no real shortage of surprises so far in this season.
Will, I was going to ask you, talking about the Minnesota Twins, when will America kind of take notice of the Twins, or will America take notice of the Twins? Sorry, Mark, no offense over there, but it's not the first team you think of, though.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, earlier in the season and before the season, I discounted them a bit. I just thought, even with the Indians not doing anything to reinforce this team this offseason, they really did a horrific job. I mean, Carlos Gonzalez was their biggest free agent acquisition, I guess, and we see how that worked out for him. He's already off the team. So, yeah, I think that a lot of people look at that division and they say, well, you know, a lot of teams in that division are bad, so maybe we can't give them credit. But unlike the Indians last year, where they won that division, they were bad against everybody outside of the division. The Twins actually play everybody really, really tough. So I'm hoping sooner rather than later, because they deserve a lot of respect for what they've been able to put together there, guys. You know, you look at the lineup, everybody's hitting. Jorge Polanco's having an MVP-type season. He's tied with Mike Trout for WAR on the season per Baseball Reference. So he's having a great year, and no one's really talking about them, but hopefully sooner rather than later, as they continue to open up that lead in the Central. The Indians aren't going to get better anytime soon, so we'll see. Hopefully people start talking about them soon.
I'm going to play the Twins fan naysayer for a bit here, Joe. You know, I think on the plus side, Rocco Baldelli has a lot of fun interchangeable parts. He can put together so many different lineups. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when Cruz and Garver get back. Who goes, who stays. My point is that how long can this pitching be as good as it has been? And
you know,
even if it is, you got Houston on the horizon and New York and Boston in the playoffs. I mean, Tampa.
Yeah, and I think that's the fair point, and that's the biggest question. Right now they have a plus 110 run differential, which is the tops in Major League Baseball. That's massive, so Their pitching just hasn't allowed the runs. I know their offense is good, but the pitching, too, on the other side really hasn't allowed a lot of runs. So, yeah, I won't say that they're as good as an Astros team. I mean, nobody is in Major League Baseball. I mean, maybe the Dodgers come close. But I think that they're pitching-wise right now, I think that they're a better team than the Yankees are, just on the rotation. I don't know how long the Yankees can go with the scotch tape and Band-Aids that they put on their rotation on their team. We'll see when the other shoe drops. But yeah, the question for the Twins, like I mentioned, over the years has always been, what are they going to do about the pitching? And for a long time, they kind of focused on pitching to contact, which in today's baseball, that's something that's gone by the wayside. That's archaic. So they found a way to start getting strikeouts from a lot of guys. They're striking out a lot, and they just figured it out, man. They figured it out. I mean, how else are you going to say it? They know analytically on the inside what works. Again, Jake Odorizzi's having the best season of his career. Martin Perez has been pretty good for them after a rough start to the season. Jose Berrios, everybody knows how good he is. So, yeah, I can trust the pitching for now as long as the philosophy kind of takes hold there in Minnesota. I'm buying in. Mm.
I think people are buying into the Los Angeles Dodgers too. Best record in baseball, 36-18, and they've got they have to have the leading guy right now for the MVP in Cody Bellinger. He is having just an unbelievable year for Los Angeles.
Yeah, and this is what Bellinger is, right? I mean, here's the guy that we all knew that he had the raw talent. We all saw that when he came up, and we saw him struggle last year. But he's also a guy that knows how to adjust, and we see that with his swing this year. His line drive percentage is through the roof, which means his swing is leveled off just a little bit. We know he still has that trademark uppercut in his swing, but he's a guy that he's a very cerebral player. He knows how he's going to be attacked, and he'll adjust to it accordingly. If you buy into WAR stuff, he already surpassed his career high in WAR this year alone through 2 months into the season. So outside of Bellinger, I mean, you can look at their starting rotation. Hyunjin Ryu has been excellent for them. He leads the majors in ERA. This is the second straight year he's had a sub-2 ERA. I know he had limited starts last year, dealt with injury issues, but he's been fantastic for them. Their pitching, their starting pitching has been very good. I know Clayton Kershaw hasn't been Clayton Kershaw, but he's still excellent for them too. Rich Hill has been great. So yeah, it's not just Bellinger. Obviously he's been getting all the headlines just for how well he's performed, but that whole team has been excellent for them too. The biggest question is probably the bullpen. I know as of the last 2 weeks, they haven't been great, but aside from that, they're just so good. They're a very deep team. They're still talented. They're still young. Once Corey Seager really figures it out too, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with for sure. We might be looking at another Dodgers Astros World Series. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility.
Joe, interesting rookie crop, I think, this year. Guerrero gets a lot of attention. Who's your top rookies? Is it somebody like Michael Chavis in Boston?
Yeah. I mean, Chavis has been something else since he came up, right? And I looked at their record since he came up. The Red Sox are 22-12. Since Chavis came up, and he's hitting for power, and obviously you'll always have to adjust, right? That's just the name of the game, is adjustments, especially when you're a rookie. There's not a lot of tape out on you at the major league level, but he's been excellent for them. And now everybody was kind of concerned, well, when Pedroia gets back, what are you going to do with Chavis? How are you going to, well, they don't have to worry about that anymore with Pedroia's knee injury. So yeah, he's been really good. Pete Alonso in the National League has been excellent too. I know that he scuffled a little bit as of late, but you know, Brody Van Wagenen, he said he was going to bring the best guys north before the season, and that's exactly what he did. And Pete Alonso has totally rewarded their faith there with the Mets. He's been one of the lone bright spots of an otherwise inconsistent season. Outside of that, you know, Vlad, as you mentioned, he's turned it around a bit in his last 10 games. He's starting to hit for power a little bit. It took him a while to adjust, but Chris Paddock, again, in the National League, he's going to be a guy that's going to get – not only Rookie of the Year votes, but he's going to get Cy Young votes too if he can keep it up with the Padres. So, yeah, it's been, you're seeing the youth again. If you're a baseball fan, it's a great time to be one when you see all these young guys come up and they produce the way they do. It's something special to watch.
Joe, how frustrated should or is Max Scherzer at this point? I mean, they're 2-10 in his last 12 starts, and he hasn't pitched that bad.
Yeah, if you're and you know, again with the Nationals, it's the bullpen, man. The bullpen is terrible. They've had for the season, they have an ERA of a reliever ERA of over 7. The last 2 weeks, their reliever ERA has been over 9. And this is an issue that everybody knew heading into the season. They knew outside of Sean Doolittle who's going to be their guy in the bullpen. They just don't have him. And I know that generally bullpens have underperformed this year. When you look around the league, they haven't been as good as they have been in years past. Maybe that's some overuse of relievers. Who knows what the answer is? But you know, when you're leading the league in ERA in a bad way for the Nationals, yeah, it's not a great sign. And I know their lineup has underperformed just a little bit. They have an inconsistent offense, but I think this falls. I know a lot of fingers are going to point to Dave Martinez, but. And certainly he's deserved some of the criticism he's got. But this falls on Mike Rizzo, who came into this offseason and saw the real lack of depth that he had in the bullpen. And when you're blowing games left and right, when Patrick Corbin is your guy this offseason, but you don't do anything to supplement that bullpen, that's a bad look. It really is. So, yeah, if I'm Scherzer, I'm real frustrated. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's on the trade block. It wouldn't really surprise me if somebody's willing to take on that deal come the trade deadline. But Yeah, it hasn't been pretty in Washington, and this is the second straight year where they're asking themselves, what's going wrong, what's going wrong? It's just this year you're seeing what the real issue is, and that's the bullpen.
Joe Rivera joining us at 3:42 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. You mentioned the Yankees getting it done, 17 over 500 with a patchwork lineup. Same thing can be said with the Houston Astros right now. They're nowhere near being healthy at this point, but they're already 6.5 ahead. Twins are 10 ahead. Dodgers are 8 ahead. I mean, we could have three divisions that are just are kind of runaways so far.
Yeah, and I think of those teams, I think the Yankees are probably in the most precarious position. I just think that, again, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. I mean, nobody knew Gio Urshela would be doing this, and he's been one of their lone offensive bright spots. They're without Stanton still, and they're without Judge still, and Gary Sanchez came back, and he's been very good for them. But if Paxton doesn't come back and pitch like James Paxton, which he's starting the game tomorrow versus the Padres at the stadium, if they don't get Luis Severino back and a good Luis Severino in the second half of the season, I mean, the Rays are still a good team, man. And I know they're without Glass now, but we've seen this year that they have a good lineup. I know that they're not really, really deep, but they've shown that they can hang with AL East opponents, with the Red Sox and the Yankees of the world. I know that they lost their first two series to the Yankees, but they're still going to hang with them as long as they can pitch and as long as they can hit. And I do like the Rays a lot, but yeah, the rest of the divisions in baseball, I mean, the Central, the AL Central, we knew that at least three of those teams were going to be very bad. And now the Indians are without Kluber, so who knows how good they're going to be. And the rest, you can go division by division and really try and figure that out. But yeah, I think of those teams, the Yankees are probably the ones that are in for a tough fight the rest of the way.
I want to get your thoughts, Joe, on the National League Central. A lot of fans of teams in that division in these parts. The Cubs right now with a scant lead over the Brewers, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis, kind of treading water at 500, but not that far back. And I mean, even the Reds are six back. So give us your snapshot on the NL Central.
You know, we saw a few weeks ago how good the Cubs starting pitching can be. I know that they had a starter ERA over a two-week period of around 2. So they were really getting it done from the bump. The NL Central, I think everybody knew heading into the season was going to be one of the tougher divisions to win. I know that the Cardinals are a very, very hot and cold team. They had like a 10-2 stretch, and then they went 2-8 to follow that up. And now they're around they're 500 now. The Reds are the team to watch out for. And I know that a lot of people won't buy into that, but they currently have a plus 30 run differential, but they're under 500. Which tells me that their bullpen hasn't really been getting done, but Raisel Iglesias now in a more traditional closer role at the end of games has actually turned that around for them too. So, and the Brewers obviously a half game back in the Central, and what a godsend Gio Gonzalez has been. This is his second year with the team now. He's been around a 3 ERA with them. He's been excellent for them, excellent reinforcement. You know, you kind of ask yourself why they didn't sign him sooner to have him from the beginning of the year, but I guess no matter now, but yeah, I think the Cubs are still probably the best team in that division, just talent-wise. You hope Bryant can stay healthy. I know he's dealing with that neck issue now. You hope that he can come back. We saw that once Bryant gets going, the rest of that offense can get going too. So you hope that he can stay healthy if you're a Cubs fan. But that division won't be a walk in the park the rest of the way, that's for sure. Not looking at these teams and not looking at the talent that they have.
At one point this season, Joe, the Seattle Mariners were 11 games over 500. Very early, but yeah. They were 11 over. Yeah. They are now in the basement, 12.5 behind Houston. That's how fast things can change in a long marathon baseball season.
Yeah, absolutely. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, right? I mean, who would have thought that the Mariners would get off to the start that they did, which I have to admit I did buy in. I still think that offense is legit, I know. The pitching isn't, and I know without Felix Hernandez that you know, he hasn't been King Felix of years past, but he's still Felix Hernandez until he proves otherwise. So that hurts as well, and their bullpen was never any good. But you have to respect the power, and I do like their lineup. I always did. But, yeah, it seemed like forever ago, ever since they got off to that hot start, and they were hitting home runs every game for the first 18 games or whatever it was to start the season. But then since then, their offense has been one of the worst in Major League Baseball, so we'll see if they can turn it around. I still respect the names on paper. They just haven't been getting it done for whatever reason. And just as quickly as it went bad for them, it got good for the A's, right? Now the A's are 10 games. They're on a 10-game winning streak right now, and they're actually a game better this year at this point than they were last year. So who knows what the A's could be the rest of the way, too, if they can figure the pitching out. But, yeah, the Mariners are they're a really confounding team, to say the least. We knew that they had flaws entering the season, and they just show themselves earlier than they have in years past.
Crazy. It's almost an American League with seven teams vying for four spots already, and we're just past Memorial Day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's baseball this year, man. It's you don't really have those powerhouse teams outside of the Astros this year. I think we saw that. We saw it last year, too. There was a lot of teams in the AL that are rebuilding. Three of the five teams in the Central. Who knows what the Angels are going to be moving forward? I mean, they have a top prospect in Joe Adell, but he's in A-ball right now, and he's not going to be any help anytime soon when Billy Epler is signing Matt Harvey to a two-year deal, and then that looks awful right now with his 7 ERA, injuries or not. I mean, how bad has Matt Harvey been? And yeah, so you have a lot of these bottom feeder teams that everyone else is going to feast on, and there's really no end in sight. I know the AL East is going to be pretty competitive with three teams, but then you have the Orioles and the Blue Jays who just can't seem to get out of their own way. They're both horrendous teams by any stretch. You look at the pitching, you look at the defense, you look at the offense. They're just two really bad teams, and that seems to be the going right now. It's unfortunate, I guess, is the best way to put it for a lot of these fans because they're just starved for competitive baseball. But I guess we're going to get to a point where these teams are actually going to get good and it's going to get more competitive again in the coming years.
Hey, Joe, aside from a ball rolling through his legs in a big, big game, how will you remember the late Bill Buckner?
Just a complete ball player, right? I think everybody knew that. He's a guy that played on bad knees, on bad ankles for 15 years out of his career, 2,700 hits. You know, what else can you say? It's pretty sad that his entire career almost kind of seemed to be a snapshot of that 86 World Series, unfortunately. But you look up and down his numbers, he was a good player. He really was. He was an above-average defender. He was an above-average offensive player. Career average around 300. He had some pop, so he got on base. So, you know, it's sad that for the longest time he was a guy that you looked at his career and it was always that video with the ball sweeping through his legs. But he was a good player and he was a gamer to the very extent of the word. So I hope that moving forward, that's what people remember him for, and the World Series stuff and the Mookie stuff kind of goes by the wayside. He was a classy gentleman, obviously dealt with that entire situation his entire career with the utmost class and the utmost respect by any stretch. So never afraid to talk about it, never one to shy away. But that's how I'm going to remember Buckner, just being a gamer and being a really good ball player top to bottom.
Yeah, he was, and will be missed after passing away at the age of 69. Check him out on Twitter. Read his stuff at the Sporting News. Joe, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. Joe Rivera joining us here on the Gym Class on this Tuesday here on KGYM at 3:50. And we're going to take a break. As we head to break, not only going to get one winner, we're going to get two winners today of hairball tickets to see the great band at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That'll be on Saturday, July the 6th. And we have your chances to win all this week. They've got all your favorite hits from Kiss to Queen, Journey, Van Halen, anything you want. They've got it. And they put on a terrific show. Folks have a ton of fun there as well. The world-famous hairball coming to Veterans Memorial Stadium Saturday, July 6th. We're going to take callers 6 and 7 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You will pick up tickets to hairball. Back with more after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired, but your guests do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Drywall, painting, general carpentry, kitchens, countertops, and alterations, and remodeling to business properties. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
go the distance.
See their work and get in touch at jacksonremodel.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value free. The OnePlus system also fits over 125 other Ryobi tools. So now, going cordless is almost endless. Buy the battery kit, get a free tool. Ryobi Days now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 19th. Limit one per customer while supplies last. See store for details.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your guy's smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Need to wax your car but can't find the time? New 303 Touchless Sealant is the faster, better, smarter way. Spray on and rinse off. That's it. Get that Just Wax shine and protection in minutes, adding hours back into your day. The brilliant protective shine in 303 Touchless Sealant lasts up to 6 months, twice as long as traditional wax. It works great on glass and wheels, too. More protection and shine, less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Golden State Warriors return to the finals for the 5th straight year, while the Raptors are making their first ever appearance. Game 1.
Coverage begins Thursday night at 7 here on the Gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Congratulations going out to both Ricky and Deanna in Cedar Rapids for picking up tickets to Hairball coming up at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Tickets on sale right now. Be sure to check them out. 3:54 here on the program. Scott, Mark, Kyle with you here on KGYM. A few comments concerning a number of topics we've talked about so far on the program today.
Yeah, our poll question, who's more underrated, Bart Starr or Bill Buckner? Sean from the bus trip weighing in. Starr was a Hall of Famer. Buckner won a batting title in 80 and was an All-Star, both with the Cubs. Buckner is more underrated. And in regards to the Indianapolis 500, hope you listen to KGYM, but some... went to NBC as well. ABC had it for the longest time, right?
Yes, they did. The whole shooting match going back to the 60s.
Matt at 1737 said, it was strange seeing it on NBC, but excellent coverage. Now, you go to the race and then watch it, so you did see the race as they replay it in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, they don't run it. The only time they've ever ran it live was the 100th because it was sold out, and... the crowd in the infield.
But after the race, you can go on and into a bar or an establishment, and they're replaying it? Is that right?
Well, yeah, they replay it on local television there at night. So exactly what we usually do.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was good, too. I thought NBC was terrific. Mike Tirico is a consummate professional. I even thought Danica was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Junior was good as well. I thought NBC... does a good job with their coverage. I mean, not ABC for the longest time did, but they got out of the racing business, and it showed. And it was time for a move, and I think it went well. And Mark Chains and the IMS guys do a great job all the time on the radio. I mean, those guys are just the tops as well. And it was just a really good day. And Simon Pagenaud, who had a dog in Victory Lane. Norman was in Victory Lane. His cute little dog. And first time a dog, I think, I read was in Victory Lane since 1959.
You lap up all the milk?
I don't. Well, he poured it all over himself. And that just that seems to be the new thing. You take a swig and then you pour it all over yourself. Interesting. Interesting as far as that is concerned. And then, of course, game one went to the Bruins last night of the Stanley Cup Final with the Blues and the Bruins. You can hear the Stanley Cup right here on KGYM. And Blues got to play better. It played a good first period. Boston played a lousy first period and looked a little bit rusty after their 10-day layoff. But, you know, I'm not going to be the first to say that the Blues have the better talent as far as these two teams are concerned. But dumb penalties that the Blues took and just came back to bite them a little bit. And they got to play better in game two if they want to come away with a victory.
Try to right the ship tomorrow, right?
They will try to right the ship tomorrow. Yeah. We're going to take another quick break, come back, and wrap her up after this.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 30% off paint?
Yes.
And 30% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it.
Ask Sherwin-Williams May 17th through June 3rd and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Memorial Day weekend plans involve do-it-yourself car repairs, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need a specialized tool you're only going to use one time? Don't buy it. Check out O'Reilly Auto Parts' loaner tool program available at any O'Reilly store. Stop by and see the selection. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stay tuned to the Tom Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. More local programming coming your way next from 4 until 7. Twins and the Brewers tonight on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be taking in tonight 30 for 30 on Janet Guthrie tonight on ESPN, the latest one, Qualified. I'm interested to see that one because I've heard so many things about what the guys thought of the first woman to be there. They weren't all for it.
No.
No. So that was coming up tonight. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow on a Wednesday edition of the show.